The Kingdom of Glory, December 19, all suffering ended. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. Pain cannot exist in the atmosphere of heaven. In the home of the redeemed there will be no tears, no funeral trains, no badges of mourning. The inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 33:24. One rich tide of happiness will flow and deepen as eternity rolls on. The time has come to which holy men have looked with longing since the flaming sword barred the first pair from Eden, the time for the redemption of the purchased possession, Ephesians 1:14. The earth, originally given to man as his kingdom, betrayed by him into the hands of Satan and so long held by the mighty foe, has been brought back by the great plan of redemption. All that was lost by sin has been restored. God's original purpose in the creation of the earth is fulfilled, as it is made the eternal abode of the redeemed. There the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Isaiah 35:1. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. Isaiah 55:13. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and a little child shall lead them. Isaiah 11:6. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. One reminder alone remains. Our Redeemer will ever bear the marks of his crucifixion. Upon his wounded head, upon his side, his hands and feet are the only traces of the cruel work that sin has wrought. The great controversy is ended. Sin and sinners are no more. The entire universe is clean. One pulse of harmony and gladness beats through the vast creation. From him who created all flow life and light and gladness throughout the realms of illimitable space. From the minutest atom to the greatest world, all things animate and inanimate in their unshadowed beauty and perfect joy declare that God is love.